numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board. 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
the amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Morning, guys. A bit disappointing. Thought I'd come out early. Been waiting to hold out to see some snow, but it's actually relatively warm. Like, it's weird, but oh, you know what today is? Sean Carter was born December 4th, weighing in at 10 pounds, 8 ounces. He was the last of my four children, the one that didn't give me any pain when I gave birth to him. And that's when I knew that I was going to get the Guinness World Record for having the world's largest vagina. Yeah, 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 but... Oh dear. Bit of Jay-Z chat last time, and now today is December 4th. See, it all kind of gels, did it? But here's me giving it the big and recommending Jay-Z, Terra Cesna, High Focus Records and that. And well, Spotify analytics came through the other day, the rap, whatever it's called, and yeah, it turns out that my track of the year is from Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah, for some reason on May the 2nd, I played that song, well, played a song, Julian, back to back, 53 times. That's... 53 full plays, and then yeah, that made that was my Spotify song of the year. But fuck knows what happened on May the 2nd. I mean, it was either a very, very happy day or a very, very sad day. Either way, thank you, Carly. And yeah, well, speaking of music, why not? Have you heard the new Wu-Tang Clan tune? I mean, well, it's Wu-Tang Clan. Think of all the people that they could have sort of teamed up with, like, and all the people that they have done in the past, like, you know, the amazing outfit, but you never guess who they've gone and teamed up with. It's a little known Scottish outfit called Texas. Genuinely. It's the Wu-Tang Clan in Texas. But yeah, I mean, it's actually all right. Like, give it a listen. It's called High. Not you're thinking that's pretty cool, but no, it's not sort of like, not like drugs high. It's sort of high like, hello! Hello, Texas, can we be your friends? Wicked! Ah, dear. But... oh yeah, before I get too far in, like, important bit of admin, I thought I'd bring up in this one. Like, in the last one, like, I tried to do a secret code for people to comment on, and so I could know, like, who's listening and from where. Because, I mean, I've had some listens from some strange places, and I doubt there's any. Well, it can't be. I don't know, like, I had 12 listens in Colombia, so I'm just intrigued who that is. But yeah, and anyway, like I was asking to do like to put ironic flames in aubergine / eggplant emojis on a picture of me on a merry-go-round from when I was 14. But yeah, I mean, it turns out that people are quite reluctant to put fire and dick emojis on pictures of children. I mean, even if it is me, and even if I have asked for it, it's still a bit weird, isn't it? But but yeah, I still think it's a nice idea. Cause yeah, I'm well intrigued about who you are, and well, yeah, it'd be just nice to know that it's not like a robot or something, which is more than likely what it is. Yeah, or just message me, the tidbitspod at protonmail.com, and just say hello. I want to you know, see how far flung this is going to the weird places. But yeah, I think I will try again. But this time I've got to change up the picture, just something that's not like weird. So I tell you what, like, I'll do one. I took one yesterday. I was watching this documentary, and it was Busta Rhymes. No, it doesn't. Sitting in a little, sitting in a tiny little school chair. Which I thought was just really funny. So I'll tell you what, let's have another little roll of the dice. Like, just have a look for Jack Tidball on Instagram or Twitter, and then you'll see a picture of Busta Rhymes sitting in a little chair, and just put on there some flame emojis or whatever. But I just want to know where you're from, where you're listening, and well, yeah, put some dick emojis as well if you fancy. Whatever floats your boat. But yeah, it'll be old Buster sitting in a tiny little chair. But yeah, nice, a bit of admin as well. We've had an email, guys. Oh yeah, someone calling me a prick. No, actually, like, it's from it's from your friend of mine, friend of the show, Little Jimmy Thompson. The first repeat emailer, the Antipodean Wunderkind. Yeah, let me pull it up. Yeah, hello, Jay. But speaking of antipodes, there's a good website where you can see the exact opposite of where you are in the world. Well, that's what an antipode is, but it's sort of like, it digs through to where you are. It goes to the other side of the world. And well, if you are interested, Jay's in Sydney, and the opposite of Sydney is the middle of the Atlantic. So yeah, that's fun, isn't it? Near the Azores, little Portuguese islands. But right, yeah, if you're, I've actually forgotten the name of the website, which is why I'm kind of floundering here. But look it up on your favourite search engine. Ecosia if you're cool. I can't find it. But anyway, here's the email. So right, this is Jay. G'day, sport. you've picked up the accent quickly, Jay. Oh, highly dearly, hey, how's it going, you fucking cat? It's fucking hot over here, but no. No, that's actually Jay, right? So here it is. Having listened to the latest podcast, which would be number 10, having listened to the latest podcast talking about how bad 2012 was, would it be morally wrong to tell our children that the film 2012 was actually based on a true story and we all survived it? Oh, there's more. P.S. I haven't stopped sweating since I've landed in Australia. Please send hydration tablets. Yada, yada, yada. You never did answer my requests to make an OnlyFans. Please, please make one. Or even better, I'll just send you some cash and, like, buy Western Union, and you can make me some personal videos. Name your price. I'm desperate. Here's a list of what I'm really, really into. Blimey. It is quite foul, Jay. Sent from my iPhone. You're a Neanderthal, Paul. Oh, any Swiss Tony fans out there, let me know. But yeah, right, so would it be morally wrong to tell your children that the film 2012 was actually based on a true story and then we all survived it? Good question, Jay. Yeah, I'd say that's completely fine. Nothing wrong about lying to our kids. I mean, that's just sinking in now as well, that you wrote our kids. Are you preggers, Jay? Is that why you left the country? You bloody Keith Cheggers. Housing my newborn. Oh, would I be the dad? I suppose in that little scenario. Yeah, you having my baby, Jay? Please send me a text message. Let me know how you're getting on with the gestation. Or do we have kids already that I'm not aware of? Yeah, either way I want to know, but yeah, imagine sort of sitting them down.
Pay attention, kids. This part of the 2012 documentary is where President Danny Glover meets his watery end. This is nice.
Oh, I'm coming home, Dorothy.
Oh, is that a massive spoiler? Who wouldn't have seen 2012 by now? But yeah, if we're on that kind of vibe, like I'm gonna tell our kids, Jay, that 28 days later was real as well, and that we're all beautiful descendants of Cillian Murphy, and that we're all Welsh. And was that, were they in Wales at the end with the little house? And another spoiler. Actually, probably wasn't Wales. Oh my God! Well, segue of the century. Drum roll. Speaking of Wales, I've just finished reading Moby Dick. I didn't mention that I was reading it through previous episodes because, well, for a lot of it I was really, really struggling, to be honest. Like lots of hithers and thithers. I can't even say it. Hithers and thithers. Yeah, I need to say that more. And stuff like avast, aloft, what sayest thou, sayest I. Yeah, it's pretty tough. It's like a sort of encyclopedia of 19th century whaling. P.S. Here's a little fun ending on there for you. But yeah, it's like a sort of instruction manual met with a history lesson that goes into every minute little detail about the day-to-day life of this whaling crew. Yeah, for more than 100 chapters. But then, all of a sudden, gets really, really bloody good. So, I mean, oh man, who am I to dick on the classics? But yeah, I've watched some analysis videos after, and it's actually made me appreciate it more. Like, yeah, there's this YouTube channel. They're called Wisecrack, that does a thing called Fug Notes. I mean, yeah, don't watch it before reading the actual book, because it will ruin it. But definitely recommend, once you're done, like go onto the Fug Notes and watch that. It's actually the guy's quality. But yeah, if you're into cheap innuendo, there's plenty of old timey chat that, you know, listening now about what would be about 170 years after it was published. It's very good value. Like lots of, you know, lots of talk about sperm and jerking people off and all this sort of stuff, but you know, they don't even mean it in how it means now. I'll tell you what, it's all in the public domain. It's on it's all on Castbox for free if you want to listen to it. So I'll clip out a couple of bits and bop them at the end. That'll be good wholesome family fun. But yeah, why not? Speaking of the end, I think I'll wrap this up now. Send me a message to tidbitspod@protonmail.com. Yeah, Christmas is on the way. If you want to support the show, there's a link in the notes. thank you to all that have subscribed so far, and double thanks to those that have put 5-star reviews on Apple and stuff. Like that really means a lot, and I'm told that the ratings and all that, that's how you get onto charts and stuff. So I mean, should we try and get onto a chart? Tell your pals, that'd be fucking legendary. Tidbits pod up there with proper podcasts or whatever. But yeah, anyway, that's enough from me. Thanks for listening, you gorgeous blooming bastard. And yeah, here's some spermy dick for you. I mean, Moby Dick for you.
Now, while discoursing on sperm, it behooves to speak of other things akin to it, in the business of preparing the sperm whale for the tri-works. Impressible sperm, I washed my hands and my heart of it. I almost began to credit the old Paracelsian superstition that sperm is of rare virtue in allaying the heat of anger. While bathing in that bath, I felt divinely free from all ill will or petulance or malice of any sort whatsoever. Squeeze, 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 all the morning long I squeezed that sperm till I myself almost melted into it. I squeezed that sperm till a strange sort of insanity came over me, and I found myself unwittingly squeezing my co-laborers' hands in it, mistaking their hands for the gentle globules. Such an abounding, affectionate, friendly, loving feeling did this avocation beget, that at last I was continually squeezing their hands, and looking up into their eyes sentimentally, as much as to say, "Oh, my dear fellow beings, why should we longer cherish any social acerbities, or know the slightest ill humor or envy? Come, let us squeeze hands all round. Nay, let us all squeeze ourselves into each other. Let us squeeze ourselves universally into the very milk and sperm of kindness." "Pip, whom call ye Pip? Pip jumped from the whaleboat. Pip's missing. Let's see now if you haven't fished him up here, fisherman. It drags hard. I guess he's holding on. Jerk him, Tahiti. Jerk him off. We haul in no cowards here." End of chapter 135, an epilogue, an end of Moby Dick.